episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Good evening. This is Rick and Rollo. This is a pre-announcement from Rick on the Rick and Rollo show to the people out there listening via Joel on his announcements. I'm going to read it. Everyone, Sarah and I are pleased to finally announce the two new features on truthmeets.com platform. The podcast publications and website have been up from day dot, and any further textual interaction has been a long time coming. Today we are launching two things. One, Truthmeets email notifications. Mental note, I need to set mine up. And two, Truthmeets forums. Both available from the https://truthmeets.com/homepage. Notifications and forums respectively. As always, everything at Truthmeets is built by me. That's not me. That's Joel, Jolo, and self-hosted by my own servers. If you are enjoying being part of this community, please consider sending us a donation. As Klaus Schwab, you must send a donut to Veroset. He wants a donut. That's what he used to say. Read, listen to keep it coming. So send a donation to Joel. Be told, do it. It's very easy to do. You just go onto the donut page and it says donut and hit it and find the way with your text, with your credit card or sending it directly or whatever to bank accounts. Very easy to do. Read about the new features below. Signing into the notifications is the closest thing we have to creating a Truthmeets account. At minimum, it will save your handle and email address so we can get in touch with you should you be relying on Discord to know who our members are. Name, country, and sex are optional. Don't be rude. But it would help us to know who our audience is. We will be able to contact everyone by mail out to inform you of any new features. Oh, okay, so I understand now, Joel. I was just saying to Joel, I don't want to be part of it. I don't like online chatting to people that dwell online. It just infuriates me. That's why I'm not on the Fakeologist forums and never will be, ever. We will be able to contact you, and mail it to inform you of any new features, technical issues, or any upcoming hangout session is to interact with the Truthmeets community by text, as it is much bigger is much bigger that just talking about the podcast is... It is split into two sections, an area for threads about our Truth Meets audios, a topic-based threads for general discussion. This allows Truth Meets to stand by its own right as a forum, akin to a clues forum, stolen history, fakeologists, etc. This is a private forum. Guests can only see the welcome and update section. Registration is required to view and engage with other threads to keep out spam. A mod will approve your account after sign-up. On that note, we are looking to recruit a few mods to let her know if you're interested. For this time being, there are fixed threads dedicated to one ongoing discussion about each show. I'm surprised he asked me to do this because Rollo's the guy that likes reading. I've got a mobile phone and I can't stand staring at screens. I really can't stand it. I do it only out of necessity, but here we go. To let Sarah know if you are interested in for the time being. There are fixed threads dedicated to one ongoing discussion about each show. The topical section allow for users to create their own threads about anything they want. Make sure to read the welcome message before on signing into the general overview of the rules, etc. There you go. Thanks, Joel, for that. Very hard work going into this thing, obviously. It needs to be appreciated. Me, myself, it's just... another thing to stay away from. I didn't mean to cause you so much trouble.
Oh. You doing okay? Jesus.
How's my microphone sounding?
You sound great, mate.
Fantastic. He says making noise.
I thought, judging by the comments you made to me in text, you might not understand what we're doing here. It's just there's forums we've announced, finally. So, like, text engagement.
Right.
If you go to the forums page...
It's just not Discord. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Discord is a third-party thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
Discord can always go down at a moment's notice. Someone, we get a bad actor in our midst. They report us for hate speech or some bizarre thing. The Truth Meets Discord can go down in a moment. There's no guarantee relying on these companies, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, so, sorry. I just thought it was a different whole thing. Sorry.
No. So all I've done, we've got two things. There's give us your email and a name. All we have to do we do ask your name and gender and country and other things. You don't have to do it if you don't want. But just give us an email address. Yep. And so like you would be Exoteric, a name. And your email address. That means if no matter what happens, no matter what goes down, no matter what we're fighting, we can always just send you an email to that address to say, hey, here's our new Discord. Okay. Here's our new this. Here's where we are now, right?
Gotcha.
If we were being targeted taken down time and time again, we can always just have this one thing to rely on to get in touch with you. That's the first component.
Gotcha.
The second is we've launched these huge forums. You should have an account on there because we have all the artworks there and everything. Anyone, it's like an ongoing chat. You know how in Discord you have channels to talk about specific things? We've got a thread just for Be Told with Rick and a thread just for Rick and Rollo with your artwork. Everything's right there. So anyone who wants to talk to you can sign up and you can chit chat back and forth all day long in that environment. And it's on my servers. No one can take it down. Yeah, so it was just trying to get people to come across to the move away from like, let's use Discord for the audio. That's like, we can't do it without that. The audio is very important for Discord, but let's put all our text and our brains into these other things I've built so that it's there forever, you know?
Fantastic. Well, Joel, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I tried to read it out, but I'm pretty hopeless. But
that's okay. We've had a few sign-ups already.
Go on to Discord. Excellent. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, I think we're looking at. The most important thing is the sign-up because, you know, most sites like Fakeologist and that, you can sign up to their blog. When we launched Truth Meets, we never had a place to sign up. Like, until now, you can go to the website and see the shows, you can see your shows are public, but there's no sign up. There's never been a sign up, a way for people to interact, right? This is the first time we've launched the ability for people to create an account and get information, right? So if you've got a show coming up you want to let people know about, we can let you blast everyone with an email to say, hey, I'm going to be doing this on this date, come along. All that kind of stuff is what we're now venturing into, is the memberships and the accounts and all that kind of that. It's been hard to get it done because it's all self-hosted.
I know for a fact these things are extremely difficult to do, and they're not, and there's a lot of time, people put a lot of time and effort into it. So I hope those people out there that are listening will understand that to go onto the announcements, you can read everything that I just tried to say before. If you need any explanation, it's got highlighted things to hit, so you can go into these exact forums and stuff like that. So good on you, Joel.
I do appreciate you promoting it. And despite your hesitation, I'm sure once you realize what we're trying to do, I think you'll go, I'm totally for this.
Okay.
I want to bow out and let you and Rollo get on with your show. If you want me to, I'll sit in the background, listen along, and be ready to do any little sound effects and jabs and fun stuff.
Hey,
what a weird coincidence. What good timing.
Yay.
Well, it was Anzac Day yesterday, so I thought we might go out with I Was Only 19 by Red Gum. You reckon that'd be a cool way to go out?
Or Sweet Virginia by the Rolling Stones. What just happened today, the Virginia Jufro. Anyway, hey, Rollo. This is Rick and Rollo.
Yeah, Rick and Rollo. Saturday, the 26th of, 25th of April. Friday. No,
26th.
Get it right.
Saturday,
April 26th. 2025. Yeah, Anzac Day was yesterday. I only managed to get barred from life from two pubs.
Now, do tell, Rollo.
Well,
You went out for a quiet drink.
Yeah, I met two blokes and we played some pool. Yeah, we played pool. There was no problems whatsoever. I won't name the pub. But three cops come in and ask me what I'm doing, and I say, minding my own fucking business. What's it to you, cunt? And I immediately get ejected.
I said the usual thing.
The only good cops are, you know, my good usual cop. Line. And, I shouldn't have said that because I'm still, you know, I've still got that trouble with, you know, I don't have to go down that road again. I got kicked out of there and then went to another place and played some two up and for some reason I must have got pretty loaded because I left my water bottle behind and I went back just
what
to
was in the
where
water
we
bottle?
Went. Oh, just cheap champagne.
So your champagne bottle, not a water bottle.
Yeah, it's the one I always use just in the car and that, but, yeah, they said, no, we haven't seen it, but you're banned for life. So I went, all right, mate.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so and then Christy picked me up. I was like, because no buses were running for some reason, so I passed out on the walk track on the way back. So
you are one hop, skip, and a jump from being one of those homeless vagrants that you see lying the volunteer.
Well, I am homeless. I am homeless now. You should ask because I've sold the place.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah.
I got close to what I wanted. Yeah.
Did you get 999.99?
No. I 975.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that's all right.
That'll keep me. You know how much damage I can do with that now.
Well,
thanks, Bella.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
What's in your hand? James Bay Premium here.
Yeah. What's in your hand?
What's Bella got in? Is Bella drinking tonight, or is he staying responsible?
He's probably being responsible. I think he'd be having a drink of something. He's probably drinking what would he be drinking? Hazard a guess. He's probably maybe drinking a beer, possibly. If he's not working,
are you on your mid strength usual, Coopers?
No, I'm not working. I've got Young Henry's Pale Ale.
That's nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a really nice beer. And then brewed out of Newtown in the winter.
Yeah, it's the Pale Ale is the Newtowner. Yeah.
Yeah, really nice. Really nice beer. And I've actually just had one of those myself, but I've actually got a case of Hahn Ultra Zero Carb beer that was only 50 bucks a case or whatever. So beer's still, you know, $2 a beer, you know, if you buy it wholesale.
Is it full strength? Is it full strength?
No, it's 4.2 because I'm trying to wean myself.
Oh, 4.2, that'll still get you there if you drink the whole
case. That's a point. That's a 1 point over what New Zealand beer used to be. Draft beer in New Zealand was 3.5% back in the day. Oh, yeah.
And you get sizzled on that.
Quantity, not quality in New Zealand. That's what it was. Quantity, not quality.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that once for Warriors. So they used to bring the crates to the table with the big long necks and throwing them down.
Yep. And that was, they were drinking 3.5%. So, but the, well, anyway, we don't need to go into the detail.
I wanted to go to that pub. Oh, well, look, the pub that I went to, like the one that I got thrown out of.
Where was it?
It was a bikey pub. Again, I don't want to say the name or where it was.
But it's, can I just guess, is it not far from Christie's place?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, got you.
So I'd rather not name them. I just rather not.
Getting banned for, I'll just say this, Riley, getting banned for life in a Newcastle pub.
You're honest. Rick and Riley.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Like it.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo episode 27, was it? Did you say?
No, 28, I think it is now.
Okay. 28 on the 26th in 2025.
Okay. 2025. Yeah, all a lot of 20s.
Anzac. Now, can I just talk about Anzac Day, actually, Rollo?
Sure, anything.
Well, they've now. I had no idea. So, I'd bought a case of beer on Wednesday before I went back to the Winnie.
No bottle.
The bottle shops were all shut. Mm. I've never seen that before. Now,
This is just here, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. So this used to open at
1 o'clock in the afternoon last year.
I could have walked into all the pubs are open, but the bottle shops are shut.
Mm.
All the businesses are shut. This is my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
They want, like, despite the fact that I just came out of a little town not far from me, and I went to my burger place that I go, it's owned by a Kiwi guy, a Maori, a Cook Islander, actually. Really nice guy. And all the people that's sitting around there were Indian. And I've never seen that many Indians in this town before. And they had their families with them and they're all speaking Indian. And I'm like, something's gone. Something's happened. Something is happening. Anyway, so this is what I've noticed. This has never happened before that they shut, all the businesses, even though we're importing millions and millions and millions of Indians and, Chinese and whatever, right, over here. They want war to be remembered big time. They're not going to let you – they'll shut Easter down or let you open up on Easter before they do Anzac Day because clearly they want war remembered. They want – lest we forget, war, continually. So they're actually making all these new people that are coming from overseas shut their businesses down. And it's by law that you can open your business. It used to be after from 12 o'clock onwards, not anymore. So
yeah,
big businesses.
I read the story yesterday because I wanted to make sure, you know, so I made sure I got some booze for the day. The ombudsman, whatever that fucking word is,
ombudsman.
Yeah, it's only New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, and South Australia.
That's the whole of Australia.
Western Australia, Northern Territory. And
that's so far away. Typical for Canberra. That's always, you can buy porn.
You can always get porn.
Porn and fireworks and alcohol on Sundays in Canberra. Everything's all, for the politicians, do what they'll want.
So,
paraphrasing Aleister Crowley. Yeah. But how come, so if we had a business like...
what was
I don't know what that came
from. What's that all about? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but it's not the fart podcast, but it could be.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I can't see the reference. Why would you play that? Come on, Bella, tell us why. What was the reference? Oh, because of porn.
Oh, yeah.
In the ACT.
You're referencing freely available porn. Yeah, sorry.
I thought I'd just drop that in.
I'll shut up in future if you don't want me to be here. Jesus Christ. I thought it was a good service, community service.
We just got you. It took us a while.
It's not the first time you've been corrected tonight about things that are actually good for you, but you might not understand. There's forums, sign-ups. It's the same as the email account I gave you. All this stuff will benefit us long term. There's more user engagement in that. We're going to vet it all. We're going to make sure there's no miscreants here. Don't worry about it. There's all kinds of ways we're going to prevent that. We're going to have excellent engagement, places to like feed back into your show and chat about your show and stuff. There's so much more to come. So I'm excited about it. Hey, Rollo. Sorry. You joined after I was talking to Rick, but. Hope you're doing well.
No, he's just gone off to go and get some more alcohol.
No. Just Christy's just come downstairs. She's just had a bath. I just made it some dinner. We had an earthquake here in Newcastle. Good day, Mr. Svelicet. How are you?
That's Christy. That's Christy for tonight only.
Yeah. Oh, she was. Yes, I rang yesterday. He rang me and said, "Let's go on." And I said, "Rollo, I'm at the gym." And he goes, I want to talk to Christy. Let's put Christy on the line. And he took the phone to her, and she had the voice that I said, "Look, Christy, I'm at the gym. Just tell Rollo I'll talk to him tomorrow." And she said, she said in this cold voice that I want to strangle him. I will.
He wants to strangle me.
What
did you really say that yesterday, Christy?
No. She sounded like she wanted to strangle you, and I wanted to strangle you too because you said if we don't go on now, we won't go on tomorrow. And I said, I said you're so drunk. I'm at the gym. I'm not going to be home. I don't want to talk tonight.
All good.
It's all good.
Not a problem. Yeah, don't worry. I never take offense. Never
you're here now. Offense. You got good energy, I'm enjoying. I'll listen in the background.
This is the latest. Can I just say this? This is the
I'll
latest.
Be back. It's 2 seconds. I'm just going to grab a beer.
Okay. Like you said, you were going to do earlier.
The latest Rick and Rollo ever is this one. So you actually will probably get a few listeners overseas listening in because we're normally gone by now.
I messaged you the other night about Rick and Jollo. I hadn't listened back to that.
Yeah, that was.
And when I did, I thought, there's some funny fucking clips and beds and like combinations in there that I thought were pretty fucking hilarious. So like,
that was just random.
I'd had a fair bit to drink that night, and I was just doing my thing. And then I listened back and thought, that's pretty funny. It actually makes a lot of sense. You know? Give myself a pat on the back.
Rick and Jollo.
Yeah.
Just remember, where is he, Rollo? You're going to be replaced.
No. Never go. I don't want to put that idea in his head. That's dangerous.
No, I'm joking.
What idea? I want to know.
We're not going to say it. It's all gone. You'll have to listen to it tomorrow.
I tried listening back to last week's show. I was so bloody drunk last week.
You were.
I'm glad we went out with Katy Perry. Katy Perry, I really did enjoy that song.
I like that song. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
She might be lying about going into space, but I like to up and down.
I reckon she wrote it about Russell Brand.
That's what apparently she did.
Yeah,
it's what she
makes sense.
Yeah, and we were talking about that movie Sarah Marshall.
That's right.
You're actually watching Russell Brand playing himself in that.
Yeah,
in that film,
and get him to the Greek. That was the other one, wasn't it?
I haven't seen it. Yeah, that's the sequel.
I listened to him during the weekend. He was saying that was back when I was a movie star. All those days are long gone. Yeah, I was going to talk about last Wednesday morning. Was it 3 a.m.? 3 a.m. I was up having a few beers. I went like this. Boom! Like. And I went, is that me having a stroke?
And we all the dirty minds out there, like myself and Joel, and I think Delicious is one of them. We all thought having a stroke watching Snow White sounds a bit rude.
I just put that Snow White thing afterwards. That's hilarious. The memes that are coming out with her jaw and
Rollo,
that.
Can I just say?
Christy came down in the morning, just on the earthquake. Christy came down in the morning and then went, did you feel that last night? And I went, yeah.
And she
woke her up. Yeah, it rocked her world as well. Yeah, but no damage done. It was a 4.7 on the Richter scale or something. So
yeah,
but it
depends. So Rollo, with earthquakes, it depends on how when, because coming from New Zealand, which is the Shaky Isles, that's we're earthquake city all the time. They call it the Shaky Isles for a good reason. Land of the long white cloud or the wrong white crowd, but okay. The difference is how the elevation. So if the earthquake, the center was up to in the plates above, it's worse. Mm-hmm. If it's really deep, you don't feel it. But that obviously, so there were people in high rises in Sydney that when it is that said they felt their building shaking, and I thought, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
The winner is Sydney, Australia.
Thanks, buddy. When was that? That was 1994. God, that was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, so you got a real shake at 3 a.m.
Yeah. And Christy's sister lives in a high rise on Newcastle, like on the harbour.
And she
felt it. She felt it. It was quite strong where she was.
At 3 a.m. So if you wake up and you're shaking, that's bad.
It was only a jolt. It was just one jolt. There were no aftershocks or anything like that. It was just a shock. I went left and right and went. What's
up? I want to say this: the fakeologist types out there that don't believe
like
in
someone,
earthquakes.
Christy said it was like someone was shaking Christy's bedroom door.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So anyone, and I'm talking about these fakeologist types that say there's no such thing as earthquakes, and yes, there are out there. They've never seen one. They don't feel one. So, you know, they need to get out and do some traveling.
I thought, just my fucking luck. I may sell my house. Earthquake, I'm going. That's the good Lord. The good Lord smacking me on the wrist.
Some first person witness, no, second person, actually. I grew up in New Zealand, right? And it was regularly, but I was such a hypochondriac. Yes, I am. Hyperactive. I never sit still.
Dirty deeds done with cheap.
I never sit still, right? So when people would say, oh, did you feel an earthquake? I was like, no, I was running around up and down, never sitting down. I never felt things like that. But I've got, you know, my cousin, a whole lot of cousins in Christchurch, they were getting smashed sideways. And the Christchurch got destroyed by an earthquake, 12 years ago, right?
They've still got shipping containers.
Yeah,
they
destroyed a beautiful city. Now, was it man-made? It could be.
The cathedral fell down, didn't it?
Yeah, by coincidence.
And they targeted
two Christian words, Christ and church, and it got destroyed. Now, another friend of mine said that when they were in Wellington, they had a living in the 20th floor of a building, an apartment building, and they thought they never lived in it. They went back to visit it to find out if there was any damage done. And when they got in there, they reckoned that every single cupboard, the beds, everything was upside down. This was a long way away from Christchurch. Wellington's quite a way. So those earthquakes, if you're in a high rise, it's magnified by the whole building goes left to right. So this guy said to me, he got to his apartment to visit it, you know, 3 weeks afterwards. And it was like a poltergeist had gone in there and just picked up everything and thrown everything sideways. So these things really happen. And if you live in Newcastle, you went through it. And I remember that when that happened, I remember 89. The day.
It was the 27th of December, 1989, and our house got really badly damaged. It had that brick fixed up on the supporting wall. You can see it when you went up the stairway. You could see it.
I remember recently when I was doing that room, the little room on the when you walk into your front door. on the left. Yeah. I was painting that. The cracks are there all through it. You can see these massive big cracks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just the same spot. Yeah, the house kind of
went sideways.
Yeah, I should have plastered that up, but it doesn't matter.
No, Christy did.
I plastered it up.
She plastered it and I painted it and looked fantastic. You couldn't see it.
You'd never know. What the eye doesn't see, the chef gets away with.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, but she did a fantastic job. Christy should be in the building with the field to say that.
Oh yeah, yeah. She gets a little. She gets a. She gets a trip. We're going to go and watch some baseball, I think, over at St. Louis, the Cardinals.
Yeah, you got to do it, man. Yeah.
So
yeah,
there was something else in Newcastle that put us on the map. We had our first murder on Newcastle Beach during the week.
I saw that.
Yep. Mm.
A stabbing.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, he shot him. No, it was a shooting.
It was a shooting. You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I saw that.
Mm. Yeah. So that's unusual. Someone.
It was on the news.
I don't know. Did they solve it yet?
No, there was a guy. There was a cop on the radio. I was driving when I heard it, and he said, "You know, we're going to put all our efforts to blub." Now. Yeah. Crime in Newcastle, getting shot in Newcastle in the 60s and 70s and 80s is probably a normal thing. There's so many, you know, guns are everywhere, arguments, people shoot people. In Australia, getting shot isn't that unusual back in the day. Nowadays, the only people who got guns are the cops and the criminals.
That's it. After John Howard and that was a psyop. There's no way Mark Bryant shot all those people in Port Arthur.
No, or did you see now? Interesting to bring that up. So now his mother, Carleen, she's come out about. I just found this on 60 Minutes today, an old episode, which is actually 60 Minutes actually has more conspiracy type stuff than any other show on the media.
Legacy media, mate.
It is still legacy media. She's now saying that, no, he didn't do it. I was like, whoa.
He couldn't do the shooting. He was an IQ of 70. He's a retard.
Hmm.
He had
22 people shot in the head and the heart. 22 people shot in the head and the heart in 2 minutes.
The day
after it happened, Brigadier Sandy, what's his name, the head of the Australian SAS in the 60s and 70s, he came out and said, there's no way this guy could have done that. He goes, even my best sharpshooters, maybe 2% of the world's best fast shooters could do that with those guns. Belgian FN, which is SLR, and AK something or other, whatever he's using. These are inaccurate weapons. So the story alone, the reportage was completely.
I think it was called an AR-15. It was a semi-automatic. Yeah, but I went down to Port Arthur specifically and there's only one way in, one way out. It's such an easy area to control for a psyop.
And the only two cops that were based there were sent on they got a phone call that it was a drug bust. Yeah. And they had to be out of the area, so they had to drive like 15 hours out of the area, so there's no cops.
But they had a special van that would hold bodies, like a refrigerated body van that was ready to go. Yeah, by coincidence.
I can talk about this. This is a really interesting subject.
Yeah. Really. 3 weeks after John Howard got elected, and the cunt disarms the public. He's a piece of shit, John Howard. I never liked him.
Yeah, but what about? Yeah, we just remember he was part of 9/11.
Did you vote?
No, not today.
Oh, is it next week? Is it?
Well, I don't know, but it's not.
I still like Clive Palmer, trumpet. What's a trumpet for patriots?
Trumpet of patriots.
Hear another ad for bloody voting ad, I'll be happy. So it's next week again.
Every time I play a podcast from someone that's got a lot of listeners, and that's like William Ramsey,
you get political ads,
and it's all against Dutton, Lord Voldemort.
Yeah. I'll tell you a funny story. When Christy did the early voting the other day, and Sharon Clayton is our local member, and she's still using a poster of her from about 30 years ago. Christy felt like saying to her when she met her,
Isn't that look anything like that?
False advertising? You know, you're obviously 20 there. You're now 50. And she looks nothing. And she was a bit of a scrubber at a 20. She's not good looking.
That should be made illegal. So she's put up a vote for me and a picture of her at a 20-year-old.
It should be illegal for false advertising.
False advertising. So now I'm a mole from, you know, at 50, you know, whatever you call it.
I don't think Clive Palmer would use a photo of him like 20 or 30 years ago, because he was a fat bastard. He really was. I found that thing interesting that I looked up that you mentioned, that John Goodman, he's on this new drug. Yes. What was the drug called?
Ozempic.
Ozempic, yeah. It really fucking, it's not a good drug. It really messes.
The winner is Cindy.
Hello.
I remember.
Right. Oh, it's Ozempic, not Olympic. Sorry, my mistake.
Ozempic, yeah.
Oh, he's clever. He's clever. He's even doing interruptions and pretending that he's fantastic.
That's all good. Benny Hill used to use the old Dexys. Like I remember when I was on Dexys for a year, I lost so much weight. I was
in y'all listening too.
Rick and roller.
La 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 la.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us. Click on the donate link.
That's AI. Is it AI, fellow?
It could be Sarah, though. Hey,
Saturday.
He's out there.
There's no Sarah singing. We have introduced a whole new collection of rotations. So there's now top of hours, separate 20-minute, 40-minute mark. Okay. There's donations, cool. IDs. We've expanded the whole library of stuff. Tenfold. So you're going to hear many more diverse mixes on the audio chat.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, can I just say a shout out to Sarah? I saw a couple of her artwork things, the one about the avocado, and the other thing, I thought, did she do that?
She drew them up. The avocado one was my idea. I came up with that concept.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I understand that, you know, because look, I do the same thing and other people copy, you know, like I've done. You know, you come up with the idea. That's how great art is. Because if you read a Marvel comic in the 60s,
right.
It's got art by, you know, Jack Kirby and story by two different people. But that was really clever. And I thought 10 out of 10 or 12.
We did that.
10,
we did. Well, that was a collaboration many, many moons ago. So thank you.
Really clever, Joel. Joel, really clever, because that's so true. You cut an avocado in half. So basically, a fresh avocado's walked in the room, and this other character says, I'll go get some chips. Then he or she or whatever comes back in the room, and the avocado's gone all brown, and it's like, it's even too late. Very funny. You should put that, that should be out there. That should be out there on Facebook.
That means a lot. That's actually
sounds like a Gary Larson from The Far Side. It's a Far Side.
It's more. I wouldn't say clever. It's different, but same. But it's very clever. Very clever. So it's just
thank
like
you. We both appreciate your sentiment.
Better than my joke. What do you call a zoo with no animals, Rick?
No idea.
A shih tzu.
Ah,
it's a dog joke.
It's like,
how do you here catch we go. Sarah's just wrote something on the balcony. Oh, yeah, go for it. Yep.
How do you catch a unique rabbit?
Tell me.
Unique up on it. How do you catch a tame rabbit? How do you catch a tame rabbit? Unique up to it the tame way you
unique
up on the other one.
Yeah.
It was like Looney Tunes almost.
I just said it.
What do you call with deer with no eyes and no legs?
No idea.
Still no idea.
Still,
Sarah, we're trying to write to us just now. My friend from Southern California has had lots of plastic surgery. Open bracket. She works in the plastic surgeon's office and was telling me about all about Ozempic a year or two ago at my sister's wedding. She told me at the time it is for diabetes, but she has a sketchy doctor who prescribes her what she wants. So she was she's going to get it to lose weight. She was stoked about it. I haven't spoken to her since then, so I wonder how it's going for her. LOL. Until that time she gets liposuction or the fat redistributed to her butt. Lol. No joke.
funny we should be talking about that, because I have a friend, kind of, you know, a girl I know from, and her husband, they live in Newcastle, right? And she's a Kiwi, right? She's, you know, and a lot of New Zealand women are very good looking. There's some kind of blending that goes. I don't know whether it's because of all the, I'll tell you what it was. There was a lot of Europeans from like Yugoslavia and whatever that went there in the 1800s to do, they used to be able to, they were part of, not gold mining, but they were mining, what's that kind of golden stuff that comes out of pine trees? It's like a lacquer type stuff that comes out of a tree. I forget which tree it is. But anyway, they've blended them with a Maori, and there's so many good-looking women over there. It really is full of good-looking women. Overly represented. Anyone out there, especially in America or in England, whatever, you want good-looking women. You'll never see more than you ever meet in New Zealand. It's incredible. But this chick, she looks young. Every time I see her, she looks younger. You know, she's probably 50.
She had lap band? I've known people
No, have lap but band. Guess what? Her best friend has a plastic surgery place in her hut. Sorry, her best friend's husband in Newcastle is a plastic surgeon. And she's had, like, obviously something's, her skin's pulled. She looks like she's 25 and she's 50. And she is good looking.
But she had a decent, so this plastic surgeon is not like, who was that dude down in Melbourne, the AFL player, Sam Newman?
Yeah, Sam Newman.
Remember, he looked like,
this is successful plastic surgery, because she looks.
Yeah, Wardy's was a bit rapey. Wardy's was a bit rapey too.
Yeah, his was bad. So Newcastle has a lot of people with a bit of money down there, and they all live. And I'll say, what's that beach? You know the area.
Meriwether.
So Andrew, my son just explained. My son's a big Andrew Johns fanatic, and
that's where he lives. He's got a mansion there.
Guess what? He just sold it yesterday. And I thought and Andrew Johns have both sold their houses the same day. Coincidence or conspiracy theory? There you go. And so Andrew Johns, who is a wastrel like yourself, Rolla, he is that guy.
What's wrong with him? What does that mean?
Oh, off his head drunk. All the time. And drugs.
Do you remember when he got caught? He got caught in Heathrow Airport with Eckies in his pocket.
Yeah,
like an idiot.
Exactly. Stupid. But he also got done
cocaine.
Eckies.
He was visiting this brothel in Surrey Hills that was famous for bondage and whatever. And the girls working there said, "Oh, he comes here every night of the week, and he's off his head. he comes there to drink. You know, like he obviously knows some of the girls there." He's a new town.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd say he wouldn't have any trouble getting any woman at any time.
No, well, back
he's
in the
not,
day.
He's not a bad-looking bloke. And if he wants to whip girls or something,
I don't know if they were whipping him. I just think he likes hanging out with wild women, and who doesn't? Who doesn't, be honest. But, Newcastle has got more wild men and women per head than I've ever seen in any particular area.
I reckon that chick would have been a lot of fun. Who was Amy Winehouse? I reckon she would have been a whole lot of fun to hang around.
She was quite good looking.
She like three bottles of vodka a day. She was obviously she didn't have my constitution or my body because
no,
She died very young.
She died.
Oh, she was doing heroin. Great singer. I didn't know that.
I love that. I do love the possibly, but I love the conspiracy theory. Lady Gaga is.
Oh, she's great. She's good.
No, but Lady Gaga was portraying her. That's actually Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah, they do look a lot alike.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of.
I do like her song.
I think they're there.
Can we hear a Lady Gaga song? Can we hear a Lady Gaga song?
What's the biggest? There's a really big one. I didn't.
She does a duet with some dude. It's always used on those animal videos. Let's see if I can find it.
Lady Gaga.
Duets. Lady Gaga.
But she does. Her and Katy Perry. Like whenever you listen to FM radio, that always
She's on that Ozempic or whatever it is.
Yeah, I read. Because it seems to remove all the fat off your face.
It makes you look white and gaunt.
Pasty, gaunt.
Yeah, like John Goodman does not look good at all.
He looks terrible. Yeah, he looks terrible.
Doesn't he?
But what about Sharon Osbourne? She looks fucking terrible.
What's she done to herself?
Same thing.
Same deal. She's
plastic surgery in Ozempic and looks like a fucking ghoul.
Like I said, Benny Hill, they'd send him a bit mental, but he was just dropping the text. He's like, nobody's business,
back in the day, your doctor, my mother told me that she got, you know, and Rolling Stones put that song, Mother's Little Helper. Mm. They push speed onto mothers back in the day, you know, the mothers that couldn't cope. They said, just take these and Mother's Little Helpers. And they could run around and make, you know, do the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Make the lunches, and make the beds.
If you have a bottle of wine with it. Have a bottle of wine.
My mother told me she got prescribed those things back in the day. And she said she was just, you know, couldn't stop, you know, running up and down, you know, couldn't stop.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Very addictive. Yeah. No, it's a highly controlled drug now. It's not that easy to get anymore.
All you have to do is every child under 15 or 16 goes to the doctor and they put them on it.
Yeah. Oh, yakety sack. Good old Betty Hill, eh? That's what it's called, yakety sack.
Oh, it is.
Corey's getting chased by all the pretty women. Why would they be chasing him, for God's sake? But that's the joke, isn't it? He was dead for 4 days before they found him? He was a loner.
That's a really sad story.
He was sitting in front of his TV and he'd been dead for 4 days and it was only the smell because everyone thought he was a homosexual, but he wasn't. He was just,
he was just a normal, quiet old bloke.
Yeah, he liked women.
The saddest thing is that he died because Ben Elton, that nasty little Marxist, had come out and said that, you know, we need to ban these shows, and BBC canned his show. Like I said, we're not doing it because Ben Elton and all these new lefty comedians, you know, that came out,
It got banned in 89 or taken off the air in 89 when everyone was being, bit too precious. And then he died only two years later, 92 or something.
And when he died, he had, get this, Marlon Brando, Orson Welles and people like that were all saying, this guy is one of the funniest guys ever. He had tributes coming out from the best actors ever, said this guy is clever. And he was, because he didn't
need to use... And he had this pokey little apartment, and they opened this closet door, right? And every award he'd ever won, just thrown in there. He'd get home from an award show and just throw. He didn't have it on a nice, bookcase or something, you know. And it was the same with Graham Kennedy, by the way. Graham Kennedy was the same. They found that.
He died broke, that thing that he made himself.
Well, pretty much. He was helped out by Nolene Brown, though. She's quite wealthy, so that he wasn't.
Yeah.
He just had trouble. I read the book on him, going into RSLs, because he's not like people staring at him, but you're Graham Kennedy, for fuck's sake. People are going to stare.
He was the biggest star of Australian TV
from 1958 to 1970 to 1980 something or other, because he came back with the Graham Kennedy Tonight with
that was awesome.
Greek. And because that, he was
Coast to Coast, it was called with Ken Sutcliffe.
Ken Sutcliffe.
Just before, and the last thing he ever did, and I still remember this to the day, was
John Mangold.
Australia's funniest home videos. You remember he used to go, "How many sources has this video got, or whatever?" And he pulled all his teeth out, and I went, "Oh my god!" Yeah, he had no teeth. So he pulled his teeth out, and he smiled at the camera, and it was horrible.
So Bert Newton was his offsider back in the day.
Him and they were great mates.
But he died.
He was a degenerate gambler.
How many famous funny men that made people laugh for many years died miserable? And so many did, like Spike Milligan.
He apparently asked Kerry Packerson, like when he was down on his luck, and Kerry Packerson told him to fuck off.
What a cunt.
Graham Kennedy, who, you know, everyone watched Channel 9 for Graham Kennedy. And
it was the biggest show ever.
Didn't get paid enough when I Dream of Jeannie was making fuckloads of money, and he was on $300 a week.
$300 a week until he did J.R. Ewing.
Yeah, he did make that mistake twice, did he? And they almost wrote him out. That's why they shot him in 1980. Two years in, he said, I need a pay rise. Who shot J.R.? And they were going to recast him and say he had plastic surgery. No, they couldn't because Larry Hagman was just like, he was the show. You just don't have a show without him. It doesn't matter how good the actor is.
The understudy,
nobody wants to know about you.
I get this kind of thing. It's a Schadenfreude or Schadenfreude or whatever you say, you know, that to see other people. I kind of get that a bit because I was watching
taking joy in other people's misery,
misfortune.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I was watching Duran Duran.
Hey, Goldie. Why is Goldie laughing?
What a great voice. Duran Duran on Facebook today on one of those short things, right? And everyone's commenting going, pack it in. You look fucking terrible. You're all, you know, one's too skinny, one's too fat.
Simon Le Bon, not looking any good anymore.
He was a good looking chap
back in the day.
Yeah, I know, but he's 65 or 68.
Different Le Bon. Different Le Bon. Wonder if he'll call in tonight. I wonder how he's doing in Bulgaria.
If you're listening,
John, big shout out to you, mate.
He's disappeared off.
He's not doing his YouTube anymore. I haven't seen any popped up lately.
No, he must be making enough money to not need to come and harvest people off Fakeologists and Truth Meets.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen anything of him whatsoever. He's obviously making some money out there in Bulgaria. Good on him. Why not?
Maybe I should move to Bulgaria and buy an apartment next to him.
Get an apartment next to John Le Bon. And
in Bulgaria. I can't speak Bulgarian. What language do they speak?
I bet you he can't either.
I'm hopeless with languages. I just won't make the effort. Like, we were just watching today of the baseball. Hey, by the way, you're doing very well, Belisette. You're Nolan Gorman for the St. Louis Cardinals. You're the spitting image. He's got a bigger body than you, but he looks exactly like you. And he's doing really, really good. He's one of our top players. Now, every time he comes to the plate with a bat in his hand, I go, come on, Velo, what are you going to do for us now?
He's another double.
He's our second baseman. Yeah, second baseman. He's doing really, really good.
How did you end up following the St. Louis Cardinals of all teams?
I was a huge fan of a video game called MLB, 1998, 1999, 2000. And Larry Walker would always, no matter what Tony, my mate, where we used to play it together, my mate Tony, no matter what pitch he would pitch to me, Larry Walker would hit it for a home run every time. It was a mistake in the game. So every time, Larry Walker play for the Colorado Rockies, and then he wanted to win a World Series. So he went to, and he knew he wasn't going to get there with the Rockies. So he asked to be let go, and he went, and we followed him over to St. Louis, and we've been supporting them ever since.
Mm.
They're a great club. They're heartbreakers sometimes. They had us on the edge of our seat today, but they won 3-2, so we were super happy.
Well, and, interesting. Yeah. You should be talking, because my son, who's here tonight, I've got one of my children. My daughter, I had to pick my daughter up and her partner up. They spent 6 weeks in Vietnam, and they had the best time. They did motorbike tours, jumped on canyoning.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they
that's right. We're gonna go there together, and you're gonna be my bodyguard or something, isn't that right? I think you said that last week.
Did I? I can't remember. Possibly. Did.
I can't remember either. I think I heard it back when I listened. All right, before I go, I'll make it a short one tonight. I just want to talk about on Netflix, the brand new season of Black Mirror. Charlie Brooker.
Can we do that?
I've had that freaking lines and everything tonight. So.
Well, there's Rollo of old. I've cleaned up my act.
Well, you didn't yesterday.
Degenerate drunk. Oh, my God.
So, you know, can we talk about Charlie Brooker's singing? And I also want to, before we go, Virginia Dufresne. The
Rick and Rollo. Back up the roll.
Be told.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Go, Rollo.
The art of conversation. Saturday, the 26th of April, 2025. Rick and Rollo, 28. And, yes, it's the day after Anzac Day special. And, yeah, we were talking about Charlie Brooker's Black Mirror, the brand new season, season 7. And, the first one, I swear to God, is so bleak. The first one, I would,
are any of them uplifting? I think they're all bleak.
They are. Trust me. There's an episode. The second one is hilarious. It's all to do with a thing called, now, what was that? I forget the name of it. What is it? What's that thing on the internet where if you're questioning, you know, Jaws, who was in James Bond, whether his girlfriend had
Mandela effect,
or not.
Mandela effect.
It's all about the Mandela effect.
Wow.
And this woman has like developed this computer, and she was teased mercilessly at school. And so she can change things for everyone else's reality except the person that she's fucking with.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, say you've got a hat and it was sort of Bernie's chicken. She would change it to Barney's chicken.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'd swear that it was. Which is Mandela effect.
Yeah, well, they actually mentioned the Mandela effect in the actual show. That's
fascinating that he would do that. So this is just showing you how, this is me here talking here. The Mandela effect, I've always said, is straight out gaslighting your own reality. So you will question your own history. And I'm saying that they deliberately...
Bairnsfield Bears or something?
Bairnsfield Bears. Bairnstein or Bairnstein? Bairnstein or Bairnstein. Yeah. Now, I remember Bairnstein. Yep.
Why did you get named after Nelson? Was it after Nelson Mandela at all?
Well, I did because apparently... there were people that when apparently they were when he did die about, you know, was it 15 years ago or 20 years ago, all these people come out and said, I remember him dying in, 10 years before that. I remember reading a news story about that.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's right. Because
Now, this is how easily done it is. I've heard media reports back 10 years before the Queen died, saying Queen Elizabeth has died, and they just go, the next day they go, sorry, we were wrong, it was just a rumor, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but they did that on Newcastle News, that Laurence Olivier had died.
Exactly, and he hadn't died.
And they were being trolled.
But what they've used is what they've used those stories that were fed into the media cycle to say, I heard he died for it, but they didn't. What they're not reporting that the next day they said, "Oh, we were wrong. Sorry, we made a mistake."
Yeah. Well, they rarely do that these days.
Yeah, and so basically, the Mandela effect was basically fucking with people's memories and creating this whole. What's it called?
Why do you think people still think 9/11 happened or we went to the moon? Because they said so, but. As bullshit stories as they are.
Yeah, no.
And you know when they say sorry, we were wrong. It's always like in the second to last page of the newspaper, and it's exactly. A tiny little. We got that
a
wrong.
little corner on the. No. Nobody
reads that.
Page. It's always
never on the front page, is it?
It's always
fucked
the
up
fourth
yesterday.
Page before the. Yeah, exactly. They put a little tiny box.
Fucking assholes.
And so it's gaslighting you to think that you can't trust your own memory. Now, just before,
the whole thing. That was the whole thing about this. Because she was teasing me. Cool. So she. I won't go into two spoilers because. But she finds out her friend at school because she joined her work and she said, and then started really fucking with her, and then she tried to worst it out. And then her friend, she rings her friend from school. She's killed herself. She just killed herself.
Oh.
And she was the one. She knew it. But she had such power with this Mandela effect where she could change reality around her. It was really good.
Well, there's another one.
There's another one with Paul Giamatti, the American actor, who I love from the movie Sideways. If you ever get a chance, watch Sideways. I remember David and Margaret Pomerantz at the movies. Why are these people friends? But it's so funny. It's the dude from Hayden Church or something. His name is, and it's Paul Giamatti, and they go on this wine tour. It is the funniest fucking film you'll ever watch in your life.
I think I've seen it.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, he's in this, looking a whole bunch older. I swear to God. But it's if you remember, there was an episode of Red Dwarf where their photos got some sort of virus, and then you could walk into the photo. It was called Time Slides. Well, it's basically a ripoff of that, where you can a woman he knew. I don't think they ever got married or anything. Had just died, and they wanted memories. From him, and he puts that thing on in the side of his cranium, and then goes, and he can look in, he can walk into the photos. It's fascinating. It really is. It's so well produced. It looks so good.
Charlie Brooke, this show has
He's
got
great,
so
yeah.
much actual fact and truth in it.
It has.
And, you know, even, the episode, Metalhead or whatever it was called about the robot.
That is the Terminator. He's obviously the Terminator.
And that goes into the same. Yeah, we were talking about that. No Country for Old Men, which is the Terminator. I'll preempt. I'm going to do a Be Told show in the next couple of days.
Cool.
And it's going to be, and you'll be fascinated by this, Rollo.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Eastwood, and we have to do a Clint Eastwood show in the future because Susie.
He's going to be dropping. He's got to drop off the perch pretty soon. You reckon? He's 96.
Yeah. So
he's got one last film. It's called Jura Number 2 that he's directing now. It sounds awesome.
Well, yeah. what I'm going to imply is that Clint Eastwood's movie when he played. There's two movies: The Shootist and Gran Torino.
Oh yeah, with Ron Howard. I've seen The Shootist.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good movie. That was his last film.
Yeah, but not well. Get this one. So John Wayne played a guy, a gunfighter who had cancer.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to die, and he gets deliberately killed. He self-suicides in this movie. Gran Torino is about a guy who's got cancer, wants to self-suicide. So this is an acknowledged thing. I actually had to re-Google it because I thought
Gran Torino is a great film. Great film.
Well,
I love it.
It is, but it's basically telling you the story of America. And mm-hmm. what I'm going to be talking about is how these two films are actually very much weaponized films. And yes, people have compared the two, but they haven't actually, what I'm going to talk about, say that why they've compared that, why those two movies came out exactly when they did. That'll be on the Be Told the next 2 days.
He was the last whitey in the neighborhood or something, wasn't it? Because the neighborhood got taken over by immigrants or something.
Oh, well, look, it's a weaponized film. And yeah, it was good. But when I remember seeing Clint Eastwood die and John Wayne die, and I thought that this is not just a storyline here. There's a reason for this. They want to see, I'll be talking about this on the next.
Sure. Whatever. What was his real name? He had a girl's name, didn't he?
Marion.
Yeah, Marion.
Morrison. Marion Morrison.
Why would you call your kid Marion?
But only because you were told that Marion was a girl's name. I think Marion may be, like Carrion, Marion. It may have been a warrior's name back in the old days.
Sure.
Who's to know? We get told what names to name us, our children.
Yeah.
Charlie
Brooker. I'll tell you one thing. It's not work. No. That's the beauty of. What's his name? Peter Capaldi's in an episode. I think you really need to take an acid trip before you watch that one. You really do.
Which one? Which episode?
It's the one with Peter Capaldi. It's one of those. You either got to be high as a kite on pot. or take acid. It's one of those sort of episodes. But
I've had
they're all pretty good except the first one. The first one
tonight.
Thank you, Rollo. Thank you, Rollo.
Yeah, Rollo. Shut up, Rollo.
Yeah, shut up, Rollo. I'll close out for tonight. So can we? Can I go out with? I was only 19, or which is the one that you wanted?
No, if you want to play that, because I always go. I was going to play some because I'll just have to bring this up.
I'll catch up with you next Saturday. Okay. Yeah, I'll listen to you.
What I'm saying though, tonight's news the woman that accused Prince Andrew of being a pedophile committed suicide this afternoon.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you now. The other night, and Jollo's listening. I was listening to that show, 2GB with John Stanley, and he after the. I've been talking about he has a guy that comes and plays old clips of great radio shows.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fantastic. But afterwards, he has a gossip guy, John, I think it's John Ford or someone Ford that comes
Fordham.
On. Anyway, I'll gloss over that. Anyway, this guy started talking about Virginia Giuffre. Because she was threatening, she was saying that she was in a car accident or a bus accident.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
this is about 3 weeks.
She was going to die in 4 days' time. Yeah, I read that.
Well, she's dead. She's dead, right? Mm. Anyway, as they started talking about it, this is on 2GB. Now they are a professional radio station. This is again guaranteed the Osiris own station.
Are they still the number one, or is it
2GB now? 2GB, no, but 2GB was the biggest news station. If you got your news, and that's now owned by Channel 9. Anyway, as soon as they started talking about Virginia Giuffre, all of a sudden the station went off to 4 minutes behind itself. I've never heard that before. It went.
Rather than a normal 7 second delay.
It went behind, and I was thinking. And when it came back, they skipped over talking about Prince Andrew, and I was thinking, hang on a minute. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard that. And John, what's his name? I just mentioned before. John, the announcer.
Oh yeah,
he's a pro, and he never.
Stanley.
He said. John Stanley, he never ever said, "Oh, sorry, we had a bit of a problem before." They just kept on like it was nothing had gone wrong. But basically, soon as they started talking about Virginia Giuffre and Prince Andrew, the station the actual broadcast went into kind of chaos. And I thought, now that's really suspicious. And he never back announced and said, "Oh, sorry, we went offline for a little bit." This was deliberately done, and I spoke to. I put it onto online. And a couple of people said that an AI say if the radio station's being broadcast through an AI say or whatever, and they've put targeted words. Don't let this go out to the public because I knew the story about Prince Andrew and her, but you never got it when they as soon as they started talking about it. It got
she
cut.
Was She was the one that they had that's publicly available with that young one.
She was
underage, wasn't she, when they were they took her 16, over there? Yeah.
16 or 17, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, but the fact is,
she's very pretty back then.
So mainstream media saying she's dead.
He was a very attractive fella. I don't know why he would have to have.
Went out with the sex. What's the name? She was an actress. She was so sexy, and the Queen had said you cannot go out with this girl. She's an American. She was in the semi porn.
Oh, movie. Right.
And that was his favorite girlfriend. What was the name?
Edward and Mrs. Simpson. Remember the?
He abdicated
because he wanted to marry Mrs. Simpson.
Andrew has always had an eye for good-looking women.
Well, why did he marry Sarah Ferguson?
Exactly. Is it a scrubber? What the fuck? Yeah, I say that. What the fuck? She must have been good in bed. Must have been good in bed. That's all I can say.
Well, she had nice hair. That's what that's the best thing I could say about her. She was a scrubber. It's good to catch
fantastic.
Up.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Thanks, Rollo, for being on the Rick and Ollie show and completely.
I was only 19. Are we going out with that or not? Here it is. Thanks, Bill. Okay. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
Bye. See you, Roland.
Bye.
Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyu. It was a long march from cadets. 6th Battalion was the next to tour, and it was me who drew the card. We did Canungra, Shoalwater before we left. In Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me, I was only 19. From Vung Tau riding Chinooks to the dust of New Edad, I've been in and out of choppers now for months. We made our tents at home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, Doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And night time's just a jungle dark and a barking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me, I was only 19. Four-week operation, when each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself, but you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then a god almighty roar. And Frankie kicked to mind the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me, he was going home in June. Frankie drinking tinnies in the Grand Hotel on a 36-hour rec leave in Vung Tau. And I can still see Frankie lying screaming in the jungle till the morphine came and killed the bloody row. And the Anzac legends didn't mention mud and blood and tears, and the stories that my father told me never seemed quite real. I caught some pieces in my back that I didn't even feel. God help me,
I was only 19. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And why the Channel 7 chopper chills me to my feet? And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what is